Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Good morning, welcome to St. Timothy. Happy you all are here to hear God's word. Today is a semi-special day in the Easter season. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, as you can see from our bulletin. It's one of my favorite Sundays to think about and reflect on, especially the passages, Psalm 23 and John 10, with Jesus speaking about being the Good Shepherd. Hopefully helpful message today for that. And I don't think I have anything beforehand. Today we are celebrating the Lord's Supper, and if you're a guest or would like to take a look at our communion statement in the front, we have a certain way of believing as the Lutheran Church. Well, with that, I think let's just begin by singing our first hymn found on our first page.
Right.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that when we hear the voice of our shepherd, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for our readings. Our reading from the psalm comes from Psalm 23, and we speak responsibly. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
He makes me lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside still waters.
He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
The first reading for the fourth Sunday of Easter is from Acts chapter 4. As they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. And they arrested them and put them into custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of men came to about 5,000. On the next day, the rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. And when they had sent them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power, what name did you do this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are being examined today concerning a good deed done to a crippled man, by what means this man has been healed, let it be known to all of you and to the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him was this man standing before you well. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name given under heaven among men by which we must be saved." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 John chapter 3. "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, none is not loved in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. By this we shall know that we are of the truth, and reassure our hearts before him. For whatever our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart, and he knows everything. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he loved us. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in them. By this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We continue with our hymn, "The King of Love, My Shepherd Is." Please be seated.
Thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. In the Easter season, we call today Good Shepherd Sunday. And that hymn's one of my favorite, probably hymns of all time. Because the Good Shepherd, Jesus as the Good Shepherd, is what we're used to seeing him be. It's probably our favorite depiction and picture of who Jesus is. And it has been since the church's beginning. If you go back and you can see even in the catacombs and when the Christians were being persecuted, you'd find pictures of Jesus as the shepherd, the good shepherd. And even now, you might be able to remember growing up and seeing all those pictures of Jesus as the shepherd. And perhaps our favorite is the one of Jesus coddling the lamb, caring for it. But given even our lack of experience with sheep and with shepherds, given our, we don't really get the experience of being around lambs a whole lot, I thought it would be fruitful if I kind of delved into it to talk about the shepherds of the first century and what it really meant to be a shepherd in the Old Testament, in the scriptures, and what it actually meant, because I don't know about you, I don't really have experiences with sheep on a daily basis. I really thought we could delve deeply into the Old Testament and do all these things, but I don't know about you, but strangely, as I approach the text from John and from Psalm 23, I kind of get it. I don't think I need much more to be talked about. The picture that Jesus gives us is one that's so familiar in the way that describes him that I don't feel like I need to go too far into the actual profession of being a shepherd. And I'm sure you're like me, and you hear and read the words that Jesus speaks, that I am the good shepherd, my own know me. Perhaps your heart is maybe able to rest and sit back and take it all in. Take it all in what it means. Even though we don't have much knowledge or concern for the role of shepherds, he is the good shepherd. There's not much I can do or say, and not much, frankly, I would like to do in order to fall in love with it. Jesus is the good shepherd. And what the shepherd does is lay down his life for the sheep and to bring others who are not of this fold. And the sheep listens to his voice. The sheep hear and follow him. And that's where the image of Psalm 23 comes into focus for our own comfort. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I don't need anything. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, and they comfort me. They comfort me. Lord is my shepherd. And maybe the images run through our minds, ranging from our memories of Sunday school, but maybe something more recent and profound, like Jesus lifting on his shoulders the lamb, who was weak and dependent, defenseless and scared. And we see ourselves as the sheep who need only their good shepherd to come and lead them, to come and bring us beside the waters, to lie us down in green pastures. I don't know about you, but the images run wild and stir up emotions. The shepherd leads, and the shepherd leads you. You are the one Jesus spoke of when he said, I have other sheep, not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. And you heard the Savior's voice, and you followed. You saw the good shepherd far off and were brought into exceeding joy at his voice. I'm reminded of the way children act, or the way they are, because I remember I visited my sister back in July, and her son, who's about 3 at that point, he grew a little older and could walk and run around, and we could play. And so she had to go to work. And I was able to play with him all day and have his attention and have some fun. And he seemed to be having a great time. But as soon as my sister, his mom, came home and he heard her voice, I could not recapture his attention. All he wanted was to be in his mother's arms and hear her voice of love and affection. And I think that's the kind of intimacy we imagine with the Good Shepherd and the voice we hear from him, who leads us and lays down his life for us. I don't know why, but this whole narrative of the shepherd really kind of, well, I got to thinking about this kind of tragic book, but have you heard of The Lord of the Flies? Got me thinking about that. This book begins innocent enough. Young boys crash landed and marooned on an island waiting for help. And as they gather together, they look towards a leader among them who will organize them, and so they can try to just have some fun, but also wait for help to come. But if you know the story, it's not long when things go very south for these children. The leadership becomes into question. The boys are starting to act up. And of course, there's the fear of the beast, they call it, who looms in the shadow of darkness on the island. And unknown to the boys and unseen is this beast, but the thoughts in their own heads are enough to just drive them mad and start turning against one another. And these young boys turn from innocent, stranded children on an island waiting for help into savages and brutal conflicts among them that seem a little more familiar to our history books than children lost on an island. The leadership breaks down. Someone who claims to have knowledge of the beast and direction takes charge, and then that's when the slaughter comes. Because of the fear of darkness and the unseen beast, the boys grow up much too fast and cause death by their own hand. And then there's that picture at the end, if you can remember it, when it seems all is lost for the apparent main character. His name's Ralphie. And as Ralphie flees for his life, he comes onto the beach and meets a British naval officer, a crew of British Navy personnel who landed. And the naval officer just stands stoically and is an adult among them. And as the boys all gather around to see, it's as if something snapped within them and they reverted back to their boyish, innocent childhood selves. They burst into tears, and all the naval officer can do is just stand and awkwardly watch. I think sometimes we think we're innocent. Innocent to the cares of the world and victims to the suffering. And then we find it's not so hard for us to be easily scattered and frightened by the shadow of darkness and the beast that looms. And instead of listening to reason, we quickly cause worse things by our own hands. When fear and darkness overshadows us, we seek to retake control of it, scoffing at our family's suggestion for improvements, making my happiness and joy a priority than my spouse's or children. Maybe using my own influence and stature to bring others under my control to do what I want them to do, even to the ones we love. And it's not until the Good Shepherd stands before us do the errors of our ways become a little clearer. And we find out we don't know it all or have it all figured out. There's that wonderful transformation in Psalm 23. In that short passage of the psalm, we go from the shepherd guiding and leading us to the valley of death. And as we travel through the valley and run to the other side of the passage, we read, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." no longer sheep, but welcomed as God's beloved creature, as his beloved child, to sit at the table that he's prepared for you. The thing about the Good Shepherd is that he lays down his life for the sheep. He lays down his life for you. And I said it's curious that Good Shepherd Sunday falls in the time of Easter, but I think it makes more sense now. For Jesus says, I have authority to lay my life down, and I have authority to take it up again. It's all about resurrection. And the Good Shepherd has that kind of authority and leadership to lay down his life and take it up again. And with that kind of authority, the Good Shepherd is able to take up your life and to raise it so that you could be like he is, resurrected. And now you inherit the Good Shepherd's life, and you inherit the Good Shepherd's voice. You have been led to the green pastures and beside the still waters. You have the assurance and joy that the table is prepared for you. Goodness and mercy pursues and follows you wherever you go, and you dwell in the house of the Lord because you're brought into his fold. There are many around us who walk in the valley who fear the beast, and maybe some of us here today, but you have been given the voice of the Good Shepherd, the voice of the Good Shepherd's on your lips and in your life. You do not need to fear like others do, because you know the evil has no control over who you are, and it has no control over who you belong to. Let the life of the Good Shepherd manifest to those who are in the valley and need to be brought back into God's reality. A reality of the Good Shepherd, the one who lays down his life for the sheep and takes it up again. The resurrected one has authority to bring you with him, and he calls you home. You are of the one flock, and you are with the one shepherd. He will lead you, and you will follow wherever he leads. In the name of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, amen. We continue on page 6 of our bulletin by making our confession of faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. As you're able, please stand.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
We continue with our hymn, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Please be seated.
Mercy and mercy.
Shepherd of Israel, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have sought out your sheep and gathered us with them into your flock. Keep us always in your fold and guard us from every wolf and snare. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
O God, as you breathe new life into the world through the resurrection of your Son, so now by your Holy Spirit breathe new life into your church, that we may always confess the name of Jesus Christ. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
Gracious Creator, you watch over your creation by sustaining, providing, guarding, and willing your purposes. Bless the instruments you use to fulfill your will, especially among the nations. God, our president, our governor, our local officials, and all who promote justice, may they be right and just according to your law. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, your Son has called us to love one another. Turn us in love toward the neighbor closest to us, especially within our homes, that we may daily show our confidence in God by deed and truth, laying down our lives as Christ first did for us. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, by the first fruits of Christ's life from the dead, you secure forgiveness for our troubled consciences. Bless us also with temporal health and well-being, those who suffer among us, especially Major, Wayne, Sandra, Pastor Flack, Joyce, Sharon, Sylvia, Thirza, Alex, Debbie, Bella, Ava, and Esther. Grant them aid in this moment, and even more so true, immortal health in the world to come. We also lift up in love your beloved lambs who are scattered by different circumstances, but remain in your fold through your Son. Be present with Barbara, Millie, Sylvia, Gertrude, Mary, Thurs and Jim, and Alex. Use us as your body to bring Christ's presence to those who are unable to gather with us in his name. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
O Lord, our shepherd, you calm all fears in this valley of the shadow of death, and you prepare for us a place in your kingdom. Grant us repentant and faithful hearts. In every trouble, lead us to find comfort and strength in your mercy. Merciful God, hear our prayer.
Lord God, out of your fatherly goodness, you have remembered us poor, miserable sinners, and given your beloved Son to be our shepherd, not only to nourish us by his word, but also to defend us from sin, death, and the devil. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that even as this shepherd knows us and helps us in every affliction, we also may know him, trust him, seek help and comfort in him, heartily obey his voice, and obtain eternal salvation. Through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and with the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and after he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
O Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, in giving us your body and blood to eat and to drink, you lead us to remember and confess your holy cross and passion, your blessed death, your rest in the tomb, your resurrection from the dead, your ascension into heaven, and your coming for the final judgment. So remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
We sing the Agnus Dei. Please be seated. Now may this, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in his peace.
Amen.
We sing. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace.
Amen.
We sing our closing hymn. Please be seated. Please be seated. I invite you to go to our announcements on page.